have dialed Luke.
And now, an editorial opinion. Speaking for the staff and management of Fluke, Arthur A. Rhombus. Thank you. It has come to the attention of the Fluke staff that a pressing problem is occurring in our local schools. It seems that there are thousands of students who regularly attend classes without so much as knowing one word of the English language. This matter becomes even more shocking upon acquisition of the knowledge that these students must learn their lessons from books published entirely in English. What, pray tell, is the poor Yugoslavian student to do when told by his instructor to research the novels of Dickens, when the novels of Dickens are, indeed, written in what is to the Yugoslavian student a foreign tongue? Or how about the dispirited pupil from Bulgaria, who is expected by his teacher to know his three R's when he hasn't even learned his ABCs yet? And so the issue continues. What exactly is to be done to help these non-English-speaking students? Well, the staff and management of Fluke has a suggestion. It is our belief that all school textbooks and other reading material should be translated into a language these foreign students not only can grasp, but can in addition relate to. That language, Pig Latin. Textbooks translated into Pig Latin would give these students an identity. It would help to make learning much more unfay for these idske, and it is our belief that their olsge and ifle will each ray ever nay forbe heights. If a iwe all a utpe the resherpe on our elected elegates day, iwe hood say e say or may actione in the irne utrefe. Ank the uye iud night gay.
This has been an editorial opinion of the staff and management of Fluke. Persons with opposing viewpoints are requested to write to our mailing address. Ukfle, 11A Evanse Undred Hay, Ennis Vay Olivard Bay, Osle Angeles A, California K, Ine Abel Olde XXA.